One of my favourite songs of all time is the Kickstart song today. Orla Malloy, who is in London, England at the moment.
The Kickstart song.
With Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Orla, it's 7:05. How are you getting on?
Hey, Ian. How are you going?
Brilliant. What time is it over there?
It's exactly
7:05
as well.
Really? So listen, are you there long now?
Five or six months at this stage.
Right, okay. And you liking it?
Yeah, so far so good. They haven't kicked me out yet anyway.
I'm very good. I was there a few months ago. If I'd known, we could have met up, you know. We could have gone
time.
For a walk,
next
you know.
Time. Next time.
And I was there for the Chinese New Year, that kind of weekend. It was great. Great
buzz
in the
city. There's always something going on. Yeah. It's great.
And listen, you work in communications and you're going work for a... you're doing a training day today, yeah?
That's right, yeah. Headed down into central London for that today.
Excellent.
So that will beat being at the desk for the day.
But one of the drawbacks is that you're in England and they don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day officially anyway.
No.
You know.
No.
So that means you don't have a banker on Monday, no?
I'm raging. I'm getting screwed on the bank holidays over here.
Exactly.
No St. Bridget's, no St. Patrick's.
Oh, for God's sake. there are a few benefits, though. I think they've got ones that we don't have. But, I mean, that's swings and roundabouts. Exactly. Anyway, listen, sounds like you're having a lovely time, and we're missing you, of course, Orla, but you know. So we've still got you. The phone, it's very close, really, I suppose.
Isn't it? It's only over the road.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, continued success to you, and enjoy St. Patrick's Day. You've got the weekend anyway, and is the weather nice over there at the moment?
It was lovely at the weekend. It's a bit chillier now today, we'll take it.
Okay. All right, Orla, let's do this with the Kickstart. Great song, as I say, one of my favourites of all time. It's a great old bang off it, so let's do this. Here we go.
It's Tuesday. Time to wake up, Ireland. Happy St. Patrick's Week to everyone listening. Hello to everyone that knows me. So hit that button, Ian. Gotta get up.
Ronan O'Gara is on the line as well from La Rochelle on a video. How are you doing there, Rog? Looks like a beautiful day in La Rochelle. Very nice.
Yeah, it's a lovely day.
Rog, what went wrong?
Yeah, look, I think we need to look at the number 10. I think he needs more meat on the bones. A bit more upper body strength.
Ah, look, Rog, sorry, Ian, can I get in there?
Yeah, go on.
Rog, I would normally agree with Rog, but listen, you were only a spindly old fart of a yoke yourself, Rog. Now, in South Africa, I remember you running around like a concussed chicken after being hit.
Oh, sorry, lad.
A concussed chicken.
No, lads, just hang on one second. Johnny,
like a chicken.
Come on, Johnny Sexton's on the line here. Hey, Johnny, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going, yeah.
Great.
It's only getting
How's the family?
Yeah, they're fine, they're grand, yeah.
And the new job is going well, is it?
Yeah, look, it's shut up, will you? Just let me... So, why didn't we hear anything from Rog before the match? He's living over in France, you know? Where was the intel?
What intel? What are you talking about, Johnny?
Lads, easy.
No, shut up, old man, will you? We had one Cork fella over in France saying nothing. No tips, no heads up. And another Cork fella on the pitch singing the French national anthem.
You mean Cian Ducrow? Is that what you're talking about there?
Yeah, he blasted out La Marseillaise like he was a French lad.
Right.
All the French guys were saying, ooh la la, magnifique beside me in the sand. Right. Ducrow, is that a French name?
It is.
So are we having a French lad on the pitch singing the national anthem for La Marseillaise? Cian Ducrow should have murdered that anthem. Paul Byrom, good Leinster lad. He absolutely destroyed, murdered God Save the Queen. Few weeks before.
Whatever, yeah.
Happy birthday, Dave, from all the girls that queued up to get a hug from you at Take That in Malahide last summer. And sorry, Take That, but Dave was the highlight of the night. We love the show. We love you. Happy birthday from Sharon, Louise, Grania, Claire, Sarah 1, Sarah 2, and Hazel. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Ah, Dave, my favourite mank. Happy 60th, buddy, from Muffergram.
Muffergram.
What the hell?
I'm Slayer.
Happy heavy metal,
birthday, Dave. Yeah.
Hi, Dave Moore. It's Allison Curtis, your favorite Canadian.
Hi, Allison.
I hope I'm your favorite Canadian. I hope so. I just want to say a very, very happy birthday. You are as kind and wonderful on air as you are off air. You are so warm and bring joy to weekdays every single day. And I really want to wish you the very happiest of birthdays. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hey, I don't know if it's too late to send this message for Dave's birthday, but I do a job share, so I'm week on, week off. And the one of the main reasons that I don't want to go back full time is because I'll miss my morning radio with him. He's actually like a friend in the kitchen, and he just brings so much joy to my life, and I know so many other people. So I'm wishing him a very, very happy birthday.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone.
Party popper and everything.
That last voice note was from a girl called Emer. Her voice note cut off when she was recording it. So Emer was Emer.
And the metal is from Colin in Sligo.
I was going to say, I bet you it was Colin in Sligo, who's always on the show, but I know him through Instagram. I think I met him once in Sligo when I was on the on the car driving thing I did.
You're all flustered now. You're all overwhelmed.
I don't like when I don't know what's going on in the show. That's a kind of a run.
The car driving thing I did.
Okay, so presumably all the music on the show is my kind of music, Maria. No, it's Maria's.
Don't be so silly.
Let's talk about In Conversation with Ricky Tomlinson. Ricky, this is going to be unbelievable. You're doing three shows in Ireland.
Yep.
So you've got the 3rd of April, this is Thursday night, you're in the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin. What a great, one of my, honestly, I think it's my favourite venue in Ireland.
Good.
Is the Ambassador. It used to be a theatre, then it was a cinema, then it went to being like a kind of a gig venue, and then it closed for ages. And we're like, oh lads, come on, it's one of the, and they got it back to life. And you're going in there. It's absolutely amazing. You're in the Crescent Concert Hall the Saturday night. That's in Drogheda on the 5th of April. And in between the two of them, on Friday the 4th, the National Opera House in Wexford. Another stunning venue. So, Ricky, what's the idea of the show?
It's a thing I used to come up with. It's called Irish Annie. It's just about a pub.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of the nosy so-and-so who comes in and starts talking to the customers. And I treat the audience as the customers in the pub.
Okay.
So if there's anyone down in the audience standing out a little bit to get a bit of stick.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. Always a good sign.
And it's great, isn't it? But we have fabulous music. And Ace is a boss singer, but we have a live band.
A live stage. Band.
And the musicians are fab lads, aren't they?
Yeah. So it isn't just, you know, Ricky on a couch and Ace asking some questions. Everyone's involved.
It's a proper play, yeah.
Well, what Ricky sort of setting the scene for there was that the show that we toured last year in Ireland was Irish Annie's, which is a show I wrote 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's currently touring every year now. Ricky's in that. And he plays a character, I think, the Irish expression is a Shanachie. Storyteller, and my family originally from Mitchellstown and Cork, and there was a pub, couple of pubs there that my dad drank in, which had these characters coming in and out.
Yeah,
and one of them was the Shanachie. So when I wrote that, that was the part Ricky plays. But what we felt was that needed to be developed more.
Gotcha.
Because he got 20 minutes talking about the royal family and talking about Mike Bassett.
Yeah.
So I said, why don't we stretch this to 2 hours?
Wow.
So this is now a 2-hour interview, which we hear about Ricky's life, not just the stuff we know.
No.
The stuff that shaped him, you know, the prison years, how did he end up, his union, his life, stuff like that. So, you know, not just Jim Royle, but what made Ricky Tomlinson such, I would say, a national treasure.
I would have to agree with you, both here and across, back where you guys are from, absolutely. I mean, like, for example, a message came in from Gemma straight away when I said that you were coming in. And Gemma said, oh, Dave, I'm dying to hear Ricky talk. I lived for Brookside in the 80s. I'm not happy that I'm the only member of my family that hasn't met Ricky.
Oh.
Can you come to Castle Bar, please? That's an open invitation there for you to go down to see Gemma. Look, it will be absolutely brilliant. Pete says, could you ask Ricky, would Mike Bassett ever consider the Man United job?
No. I've got certain standards. And I'm not dropping them for anybody.
You're not. How are you, Sandra? And where are you?
I'm actually inside in River Island.
Let's do it. How much in the cash machine?
It's 100,000.
It is. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I just have to win 100,000.
It's yours. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive for Sandra. I'm sure she had a gorgeous weekend as a result. And you know what? It could be you doing that, celebrating this weekend if you win our next big jackpot. We currently have €153,000 exactly in the cash machine. €153,000 exactly that could be in your bank account in time for this weekend. So how do you make that happen? Well, you need to enter for your chance to win. You text the word win to 57557. That's win to 57557. That's going to cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate. You need to be over 18 to play, and as always, you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms, you'll find them at todayfm.com. But the most important thing to remember is 3 p.m. this coming Friday, March 14th. If you're not in, then you cannot win. You need to be available to take the cash call, answer within five rings, give us that exact cash amount, and if all the stars align, all of that cash will be in your bank account tax-free by Friday afternoon. Text win to 57557 for your chance right now. Good luck.
Louise Cantillon
on Today FM.
I'm obsessed with Chapel Roan. We're just going to go out and say it now. There's something about her. She's just so cool. She's so class. She's kind of doing something that, I don't know, maybe hasn't been done. I'm trying to make it make sense in my own head, but I don't know what it is. It's revolutionary. She's like, you know what it is with Chapel Roan? She's really kind of campy in the way she dresses. Her style is epic. If anyone is following Paris Fashion Week this week, I'm sure you'll have seen Chapel Roan. She's just taking Paris by storm. She wore this like incredible kind of Valentino floral, gigantic floral gown with a corset on Sunday, and I actually watched her swing in, like swish into the Valentina show, and she had this incredible like makeup look as well to go along with it. And but then the other side of it, right, is that she's doing all of this and going for this real kind of camp vibe, and then she's dropping country tunes.
You ain't gotta tell me, it's just in my nature, so take it like a taker.
Like, that's so country. That is her new single. It's called Giver, and it's actually out this Thursday in full. So look forward to listening to that. But it's kind of country camp or something. I don't know. Whatever it is, anyway, I'm here for it. Ed Sheeran on the way. We also have some Gigi Perez. And speaking of country, Morgan Wallen, I'm the Problem plays in just 2 songs time.
Louise Cantillon on Today.
Yeah, I was out late last night. I just microwave an old show. I got one of those plastic covers in Woody's. You know the big round plastic, plate covers in Woody's.
Yeah.
I'll just put that on an old, on top of an old show from the freezer. I'll pop that up on the round plate in the middle of the microwave, and I'll just reheat it. I'll just reheat an old show. Nobody'll notice. Actually, hang on. I'll just put it in there. And we'll see. How long should I put it on for? How many minutes?
2.5, maybe. Would you say?
How many?
Well,
minutes
it depends. Is it on the 600 or the 900 watt?
This is 900. This is full power I do it on.
Then probably a little less.
That's another one. What are those smaller settings for? Defrosting, is it? But there's a defrosting setting.
There's a defrosting setting,
so
yeah.
What are the other settings?
I think some foods maybe respond better to a lower power. Yeah, punch that in, yeah. Maybe another 30 seconds, right? Yeah. Oof.
That's too high now. Just roll it back a bit. Okay, that's fine. And then
And you're sure the old show content is microwave safe?
Is it safe? I don't know. Do you have the? Sure, I don't have the packet. It's been in the freezer.
I threw that out for ages. Yeah,
so I don't,
ages ago.
That's when was the last time we did a good show? I'd say that was around 2012. Was it 2011? 2012?
Back a ways. Yeah.
What's the best before on the yolk and the
but
label?
Like, once it's frozen, it's fine.
Is it though?
Yeah.
I think it only keeps for so long. There's a thing, isn't there, where they say, "Hang on, I'll put it in for another couple of seconds," and then. Then it's just go. It's just go.
Start,
just start, and we just do a show then for them. Will we?
Yeah.
Jesus, I hope nobody notices.
This isn't going to stink out the studio when we open the microwave door, is it?
Jesus, I hope not. Hey, Ireland, come in, your show's ready. Still all cold in the middle. It's hot on the outside, but the heat hasn't spread to...
Buying a fish off that as well.
Wasn't even fish in the recipe. Had a good afternoon.
Soft launch day 610.
That's definitely fishy. Oh. And Karen Costard joined us.
Hiya.
Well...
How's it going?
Darling, flying it. All the better for having you join us this afternoon.
Have you shared with your listeners how vulnerable you're feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty vulnerable today.
Mm-hmm. Fragile, are you?
I was up late and I woke up early with killer heartburn. I felt like your man in that first Alien film when the yolk bursts out of his chest.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming any moment. Come on, just get it out. Get it out of me. Oh, God. Oh, God. There's no amount. I was actually trying to sleep sitting up in the bed. You know that? Like a pregnant woman.
Because the reflux.
The heart, I think, oh, I've got the reflux.
Stop.
Oh, I'm just sitting up in the bed. Oh, I can't.
Oh, no.
Let's do... Yeah, so tell me I'm wrong. jp@fm.com for those emails, and we want your WhatsApps as we weigh in on this. The gist of it is a guy goes out with his girlfriend and her friend group and... notices a situation over time that they don't seem to like each other that much.
Yeah, the boyfriend is aware that the girlfriend is on kind of different splinter WhatsApp groups, it seemed to be, and they seem to bitch about each other. He called it out one night, jokingly going, sure, do any of you even like each other? And then it ended up being a pile-on. And he's like, well, hang on, I'm just calling out your BS here. Mm. So tell me I'm wrong, he's basically asking, you know.
Well,
so
as a woman, you're a woman, right? Do you find...
He's talking to you, Karen.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought it was
three of us
you.
In the room, but it's you he's talking.
Do you... in your own, like... And he's talking about the old friends, is it? Or is that where we're talking about? No, I was talking about the White Lotus as well. The sort of thing of this, the old friend group. And some friend... You know, you'd see girls in friend group... Girls, women in friend groups that could be like 10 or 12 girls from school that have sort of... added to their ranks over the course of the years through secondary school and college as well, that like could be a really big group of girls and they'd call each other the girls or they'd call each other the friends.
So that's, I'd love to know how many WhatsApp groups in the country are just called the gals.
The gals or the girlies.
Girlies or
the
gals.
The chicks. I'm going out with the girlies. And if I'm not home till 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't care. Those kids better be in bed and their lunch is made for tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
There could be a big group, but then how... feasible is a big group like that to call them your best friends? Maybe one or two of them truly are your best friends.
I think I'm really lucky with mine, but now I'm feeling like the way you feel about the guy saying, stop sending me reels. Am I the friend that everyone else is having a... No, I'm joking.
That's everyone's bitching about. No, I thought you were going to say it the other way.
We all get on really well. I don't think there's...
There's a dynamic where... One person is the one that holds everyone together.
Yes, we have one of those. That's Julie in our group. Yeah,
shout out to Julie.
She books everything. She's on top of it. I literally turn up for our girls' trip, hand my passport, and I don't have to think for the rest of
the trip. That's amazing.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
By this time tomorrow, it will all be over. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will have been in the Oval Office at the White House to meet Donald Trump, and who knows what might have happened. Is it a question of fearing the worst and hoping for the best? Is it also a question of fail to prepare and prepare to fail? For that reason, we have Ón Tomás McDermott, Managing Director of the Communications Clinic with us, and Tabitha Monaghan, political reporter with the Irish Independent. What's the word coming from government circles as to expectation for tomorrow's meeting?
I think there's a certain amount of acceptance that you can't predict what could happen here. There is a level of unpredictability when it comes to this meeting tomorrow. Some people are quite, I would say, optimistic, especially because it's Micheál Martin who's going to be the person who is meeting Donald Trump. He is a statesman. He's been out saying he's going to be respectful. He's going to engage in a respectful manner. I think we can expect that from the Taoiseach in terms of that. But again, like I said, because some people, others that could be in the room, Donald Trump is one, but you have J.D. Vance there, Marco Rubio. You don't know what could happen in that side of things as well. So we have heard a lot of conversations about the trade imbalance, the trade surplus, the trade deficit, whatever way, whatever party or whoever saying that at the time. That, yes, that could come up for sure, but it's who is going to address that. So some officials are saying they're not expecting Donald Trump to look for a row this time round. But again, it's who else is going to be in the room.
The economic war with Canada. So, Mary McKeown, tell us about the developments in this today, please.
Well, you know, this is really escalating. We know that the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, introduced a 25% electricity surcharges. Canada provides, Ontario provides electricity for Michigan, Minnesota, New York. Michigan, obviously a really red, borderline red state there, implications for Trump. And then Trump has come back now and said that basically that he's going to double all of the previous tariffs. It's just escalating. It's escalating at a level that people just, you know, I don't think could imagine previously. And I presume the listeners have probably seen the Truth Social post where in the middle of this a sort of dark fury, Trump is going back to become the 51st state and you can play O Canada. And it's just bonkers. The markets are seesawing and they're yo-yoing because nobody can make sense of this and nobody knows where it's going next.
Carl Thomas, the Truth Social post that Donald Trump released today is unhinged. I think that's the best description from it because it is all over the place, instructing his Secretary of Commerce to add an additional 25% tariff to bring up to 50% on all steel and aluminium coming into the United States from Canada, which he calls one of the highest tariffing nations anywhere in the world. He says, amongst other things, just going through it, all the usual, why are we subsidizing Canada to the tune of more than $200 billion a year? All capital letters. Why? Multiple question marks. This cannot continue. The only thing that makes sense is for Canada to become our cherished 51st state. This would make all tariffs and everything else totally disappear. And there's more and more of that. What's your take on that, Cal?
Well, Matt, I think it's all unnecessary, completely unnecessary. I agree with Marion. This is a battle that did not have to be fought. We were told that when Trump was elected again, that he would be fighting inflation and bringing down prices, including petrol and eggs and all these other things. That's where the focus ought to be, and not on this other stuff. I think he has a legitimate argument that the United States is being treated unfairly by other nations, including like India, for example, that has a 100% tariff on goods trying to enter that country. But that's something that could be negotiated with later in conjunction with Congress, I think. Now there are people already threatening to sue Trump over these what they regard as unconstitutional and illegal tariffs. And we'll see what the courts do on that. But this is a war that did not need to be fought right now, and I think could have been delayed until later in his term.
Ed Sheeran, Overpass Graffiti on Today FM. Good evening. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing? It is Paula McSweeney with you here. And I'm here until 10 p.m. playing all the music you love. We're on 087-4100-102. If you would like to get in touch, I do love hearing from you. You can voice note me, you can WhatsApp me, you can text me, you can send a pigeon, I don't care. Just get in touch, say hi. I'm going to play brand new music right now. When I say brand new, it was released at 6:30 this evening. So, 45 minutes ago from Dermot Kennedy. I've been dying to play this. I've been dying to hear this. I was talking about it on the show last night and here we are. Ooh, a day later and I'm able to play it. Yay, it's called Let Me In. It's 45 minutes old. And this is Today FM. Enjoy.
In old Cane's Bay, oh, I could have stayed and never went home.
Breathless on Today FM, playing the music you love with me, Paula McSweeney. Hi to Jimmy and Alan, who are tuned in from a damp and cool Vancouver, and I can't wait till the summer hits. Love the show. Same, it's been a long, long winter. And let me tell you, the last few days in Ireland, lads, Jimmy and Alan, the sun shone in North County Dublin, and there was actual heat in the sun rays. And we're like different people. Everyone's walking around thrilled with their lives. Now, the wind would still cut you in two, but you know what? We'll take what we get, what we're given. A little bit of heat from the sun. Yes, please. So yes, roll on summer. Although something tells me, Jimmy and Alan, you'll probably get a warmer summer than us. But hey, that's the way it goes. 087-4100-102 if you would like to get in touch on this Tuesday evening. Coming back with Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die of the Smile on Today FM.
Paula McSweeney on Today FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Dara Quilty here, and we are live.
Roll sound. Roll. Sound production, take two.
Action.
Today FM soundtracks.
Bond. James Bond.
Taking you on a musical adventure off screen and stage.
The world's filling up with people who can't be matched.
Hakuna Matata. It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Today FM soundtracks with Dara Quilty.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, it's good to be here, and thank you for listening. Soundtracks, where I am here until midnight with the music from movies and musicals that you love. Diana King, I Say a Little Prayer. Gene Wilder on the show tonight with Pure Imagination. And let me begin with this.
Today FM Soundtracks.
Composed by John Sullivan. The opening theme from Only Fools and Horses. Stack up on. That is called Fortunate Son, originally from 1969. It's a protest anthem out here on Today FM Soundtracks. I'm Dara Quilty with the music from movies and musicals you love tonight until midnight. That was used in Forrest Gump, and also it appeared in Die Hard 4 as well. Coming up tonight, some reggae. Big Mountains, Baby, I Love Your Way from Reality Bites is on the way shortly. And I just love when we get a moment to play something from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, sung by Gene Wilder from 1971. This is Pure Imagination on Today FM.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.